title, Building a Jungle Template in Ableton Live Intermediate Workflow. Alright, let's build a jungle template in Ableton Live that opens up ready to write, not ready to stare at, ready to chop a break, drop a bass line, and get to an arrangement fast. This is an intermediate workflow lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around live session and arrangement view, how to load devices, and how to route basic audio and MIDI. What we're doing here is designing a reusable jungle and drum and bass template that keeps you consistent and fast. And here's the mindset that makes templates actually useful. Separate Creative Loud from Mix Loud. In jungle, you want to push drums hard while writing, but you don't want every single track to be a science project. So we'll keep individual tracks more surgical, and we'll put the fun, aggressive stuff on returns and group buses, where it's easier to control. Step 0. Session Setup. Set your tempo first. Jungle typically lives around 160 to 170 BPM. Set it to 165. That's a classic sweet spot, and it makes your timing decisions feel right for breaks. Next, sample rate. If your system can handle it and it fits your workflow, go 48K. Not mandatory, but common in modern production. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you're launching clips and testing patterns, things snap in musically instead of flaming in messy ways. Now do the boring part that saves you later. Naming and colors. Drums get orange or red. Bass gets green. Music gets blue or purple. Effects gets gray. It sounds like nothing, but when your project hits 40 tracks, this is how you stay sane and fast. Add a locator at bar 1 and name it Start Here. You're basically leaving your future self a big, obvious door into the track. Now let's build the core. The drums group, break focused. Create a group named Drums. Inside it, create tracks named Break A, Break B, Kick Layer, Snare Layer, Tops, and Perk / Fills. Break A is your main chop engine. Drag a breakbeat audio file onto Break A. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the Slice settings, choose Slice to Drum Rack. For slicing method, start with Transients. Turn Warp on. Then commit. Now you've got a drum rack with slices mapped across pads. This is where the template really becomes jungle specific. Click the drum rack and find the post effects chain, the section that processes the whole rack after individual pads. Add EQ 8 first. Put a high pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove useless rumble that just eats headroom. If the break feels boxy, make a small dip somewhere around 250 to 400 HC. Don't overdo it. Jungle breaks get their attitude from the mids, so you're cleaning, not sterilizing. Next, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5-15% depending on the break. Turn boom off initially. Boom can quickly muddy old breaks. Add a touch of crunch, maybe 3-10%, just enough to make it speak. Then add glue compressor. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2:1, and aim for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing slices together, not flattening the life out of it. Then add utility. Use it for two things, consistent level and width discipline. Set gain so this rack hits predictably, and keep width around 90 to 110%. Don't go nuts widening breaks, because the moment your track goes mono in a club, the groove can collapse. Teacher note here, clip gain is your best friend for break consistency. Before you start compressing harder, adjust the clip gain so break and break B hit similar peaks. Do the same for kick and snare layers. If your levels are consistent at the clip stage, your sends and bus processing behave predictably every time. Once break A feels right, save the drum rack as something like jungle break rack. Clean. This is huge. You want to swap breaks without rebuilding your chain every session. Now build kick layer. Load simpler in one-shot mode. Pick a punchy kick sample that complements your break. Then add EQ 8, high pass around 25 HC, and if it's muddy, a little cut around 200 to 300 HC. Add saturator with soft clip-on, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then utility with width that's 0%. Keep your kick mono, always. Snare layer is similar. Load simpler one shot with a snare or clap that gives consistent impact. Add EQ 8 with a high pass around 120 HC, maybe a small boost around 180 to 220 HC if it needs body, and a boost around 3 to 6 KHC for crack. Add drum bus lightly, crunch 2 to 6%. Then utility, width somewhere from 0 to 50%. Snare mostly central, because that's your anchor. The layering rule for jungle is simple. The break gives character, and your kick and snare layers give consistency. Your break can be wild. Your layered hits are the same every time, glue that makes the track translate. Now route and bus the drums. By default, everything in the drums group will sum into the group track. On the drums group track itself, add an AQ8 for tiny cleanup moves, then a glue compressor for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max, and optionally a saturator with a small drive like 1 to 3 dB for cohesion. Do not put a limiter on your drums at this stage. If you crush the transients early, jungle loses its snap. Next, returns. Returns are where speed happens in jungle, because they let you throw space and aggression around quickly without rebuilding effects chains. Create return and call it room verb. Put reverb on it. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. This is not a big ambient wash. This is subtle blue for hats and snares. Create return B call dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback around 20 to 45%. Add just a little modulation for movement. Filter it. Cut lows below 200 Hz so it doesn't muddy your mix, and tame highs above 7 to 9 kHz so it doesn't hiss all over everything. This return is your dubby jungle vibe button for stabs, vocal chops, and snare throws. Create return C called parallel smash. This is your instant rave aggression knob. Put drum bus first. Heavier settings. Drive maybe 15 to 30%, crunch 10 to 25%, then glue compressor, ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto and push it hard, like 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then add AQ8 and high pass at around 80 to 120 Hz. That high pass is crucial because you want smash and bite, not low-end chaos. When you're sending to parallel smash, start subtle. Think around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send. You can automate it later to lift energy into fills. Now the bass section. Create a bass group with two tracks, sub and re/mid. On sub, use operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator sine wave. Set your amp envelope so release isn't too long. Jungle subs are about space and intent, not constant overhang. Deliberate note lengths will make your groove feel professional. On the sub chain, add EQ8 if needed with a low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it purely sub. Add saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. That gives harmonics so the sub reads on smaller speakers without you needing to crank it. Then utility width 0%, always mono sub. No exceptions. On re/mid, you can use wavitable, operator, or analog. Wavitable is the quickest for a classic re-like movement. Start with a sawish waveform, add unison with 2 to 4 voices, keep amount moderate, and run it into a low-pass 24 dB filter with a bit of drive. Then process it, AQ8 with a high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. Saturator drive 3 to 8 dB. Add auto filter with a slow LFO and small depth for subtle movement. Then utility to widen, maybe 110 to 140%, but be careful. Always check mono. If your res disappears in mono, you went too far. On the bass group track, add glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction and AQ8 for tiny corrective moves. Now sidechain. The goal here is classic DNB low-end clarity, not EDM pumping. On the sub track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick layer as the input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on tempo and groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. If it starts breathing rhythmically in an obvious way, back off. You want the kick to speak, and the sub to politely move. Optional. Sidechain the re/mid more subtly, like 1 to 3 dB, just to keep the low mid from stacking up. Advanced workflow option. Create a hidden ghost kick lane called a C-kick. Use a short clicky kick or even an operator click. Route it to no output or sends only, and use that as your sidechain source. That way your musical kick can vary, but your low-end control stays consistent. Now music and FX. Create a music group with stabs, pad/atmos, FX, and optionally vox chops. For stabs, a simple chain is AQ8 then saturator, and then use your dub delay send. For pads and atmos, add auto filter for slow movement and send to room verb. For FX, use utility so you can automate gain easily, and send to reverb and echo. One key jungle move, filter and delay throws into gaps before a drop. You don't need 20 new sounds, you need a few strong sounds that move at the right moments. Now arrangement helpers. Switch to arrangement view and set locators. At 165 BPM, a practical layout is bars 1 to 17 intro, 17 to 33 drop 1, 33 to 49 variation, 49 to 65 breakdown, 65 to 81 drop 2, 81 to 97 outro. On the perk/fills track, prepare a few clips you can drag in fast. A 1-bar snare rush, an amen style tom fill, and a reverse crash or noise pull up. This is how you stop looping forever. You're giving yourself finished tools. Now per master. This is not a mastering chain. This is headroom plus a safety net. Create a track called pre-master and route your groups into it, or do this on the master if you prefer, but the dedicated pre-master keeps things clean. On pre-master, put EQ8 for very gentle tidy moves only. Then optionally glue compressor for 0 to 1 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter with ceiling at -1.0 dB. Catching peaks only, like 1 to 2 dB max. Gain staging target. Your full track should hover around -6 dB peak before the limiter. Jungle needs transients. If you chase loudness too early, you'll kill the groove. Extra coach trick. Build a mono plus sub check macro on the pre-master. Make an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is normal. Chain 2 has utility width set to 0% and an EQ8 low pass around 150 Hz. Map the chain selector to 1 macro. Now you can instantly audition club fundamentals only and catch problems early. Now save the template. File. Save live set as template. Name it something specific like jungle template, breaks plus Reese, 165. Also save your key racks. Your break rack clean. A break rack dirty if you make one. And your parallel smash return chain as an auto effect rack. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over widen breaks. Wide hats are fine, but keep the core punch centered and check mono often. Make sure the sub is truly mono with utility at 0% width. Don't drown drums in reverb. Use short room, low sends. If your break sounds smeared, try beats warp mode and adjust transient settings. And keep your parallel smash high passed so it adds bite, not mud. If you want to push into darker, heavier territory, resample your break edits. Once you like a chop pattern, resample to audio, then slice again. That's how you get that edits of edits magic. Pitch breaks down 1 to 3 semitones and tighten with warp for instant darker tone. And for that classic tape edge, try a little saturator into a tiny touch of redux, blended carefully so it's sparkle and grit, not pure noise. Now a quick 20-minute practice exercise to make sure your template actually works. Load a classic break into Breaka and slice it. Program a 2-bar loop. Bar 1 is classic. Bar 2 has one spicy edit, like a snare swap or a kick removal plus a fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.